This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
When you think about the sounds of the city, this might not be the first sound that comes to mind. So this is Edward Rosser playing Chopin. He's a full-time classical pianist and teacher, but you can often find him playing his upright piano in the streets of Harvard Square. And he's the starting point of this week's Artery segment, when we talk to artists, performers, and critics about what's exciting them. Amelia Mason is a musician and writer from Cambridge. She wrote recently on WBUR's arts blog, The Artery, about the world of busking in Boston. And Amelia Mason, welcome back. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. So in your post, you profiled several street musicians around town. And let's start with this classical pianist, Edward Rosser. Tell us something about him.
Well, I noticed him a lot this summer. He's usually parked right out in Harvard Square with a piano, which obviously is pretty eye-catching, and he's usually wearing coattails and a bow tie also. He kind of inspired this piece because I was really curious how he came up with the idea and also where he kept his piano.
Well, let's talk about that. First, that second question first. Where does he keep his piano?
He keeps it locked up like a bike in an alleyway all summer. He puts a tarp over it. He locks it up.
It's great. I love that idea of keeping it locked up like a bike. So we mentioned that he's a teacher, but what did he tell you about why he started busking?
He was actually living in Northampton a few years ago, and he had an apartment that was at street level, so it was really easy to just push the piano out. I think he got an overwhelmingly positive response just because it's so novel.
Well, let's talk about another busker that you profiled. She sounds something like this. So this is Alais Lucet. She plays the harp, obviously, at the State Street Tea Stop. So what's her background?
She's from New York State and lived in Ithaca for a long time, and that's where she started busking. But it was not initially kind of a plan for her. What she told me was she was kind of just trying to cut back on work as much as possible. She said, I could either have money or I could have time. Mm. So she was practicing outside one day in a park with a cup of coffee for herself, and people started trying to drop change into the coffee because they thought she was busking, and they were like annoyed that she wasn't. She was like, I'm just practicing. And they're like, take my money, please. So she was like, oh, okay, I can do that. But for her, it was a bit of a journey. Eventually, she just got very confident. I think she started out as a pretty shy person, but now she just does it all by herself full time.
Well, one of the challenges of busking, of course, in a city in particular, is that no matter how beautifully you're playing, you're competing with a lot of other noises like this.
Attention passengers, the next
morning. Anyway, you get the idea. There's the public announcer in the T station. And Alais Lucet mentioned to you that you really have to have a thick skin in this business. What did she mean by that?
Well, one thing I noticed when I was looking for people to talk to busking about was that there are not nearly as many women as there are men out there. And I think they're a little bit more susceptible to street harassment. So she definitely gets a lot of unwanted male attention when she's out there. She can kind of tell when someone is maybe going to be a bother, and she'll just kind of exude this confidence and complete self-assurance and serenity, and that it sort of just keeps people at bay if they're going to be a bother, and if they're not, then it welcomes them. So,
well, Amelia, this brings me to a really interesting subject that I wanted to ask you about, and that is the way we respond to street performers. It's something I've thought a lot about. So listen to this for a moment. So this is David Johnston. He's a street performer in Harvard Square. He also plays around town in clubs and bars. We profiled him here at Radio Boston not long ago, and I asked him how he feels when he's out in the street playing his heart out and most people blow right by him without even seeming to notice.
You know, when I first did it, I was a little nervous about it at first, and then I realized I can do whatever I want because they're not really paying any attention to me.
Can it be satisfied? So I love that idea. But what did you find out when you talked to buskers out there about the way people react or the way they don't react and how it makes them feel?
I talked a lot to Eric Royer about this. He's a busker in Faneuil Hall. He built his own machine. He calls it the guitar machine, and it allows him to play a lot of different instruments at once. He basically sounds like a one-man bluegrass band. Mm. And actually, when he first built it, he was really bad at playing it because it involves a lot of things going at once, both his feet, both his hands, and singing. And he said, I could not have done this in a concert setting because I was terrible, but it was very freeing to try it out on the street. He realized, no one cares. I can just be completely experimental. I can screw up. I can try new things.
Well, let's listen a bit. So this is Eric Royer, a.k.a. Royer's one-man band.
When the curtains of night up and back by the stars and a beautiful moon sweeps the sky. When dew drops from heaven and kissing the rose, it's then that my
So, Amelia, what's interesting is I hear the banjo, I hear the guitar, and he's playing both, right?
Yep, and a bass. Yep, and there's a little percussion going there, too.
And what did he tell you about how busking has changed over the years?
He said that it's gotten much less common here in Boston, and he didn't really have an explanation for it, although he suggested maybe just because the city's changing. Harvard Square used to be much more kind of artistic community, and now it's much more commercial. I've wondered when they started requiring that you have a permit, because that is the case in pretty much everywhere except for the public gardens and the Boston Common. You need a permit, which, I don't know, is a little bit discouraging, I think.
Well, what do buskers add to the culture of a city, and what do we lose if we lose them?
Well, I was thinking about it. It is certainly, some people complain about it because it is a bit of an imposition to hear someone playing music, especially if they're not very good. But at the same time, when you're walking around the city, you're getting all kinds of noise. You're getting assaulted by advertisements. There are people everywhere. And it sort of, I think in order to cope, it becomes a very solitary experience moving through the city. And a busker forces you to look outside of yourself and realize that there are other people there with the desire to connect.
I think it also sort of encourages you to come into the moment. I catch myself sometimes going past good musicians and then just stopping and saying, well, wait a minute. It's like a smell the roses moment.
Yeah, for sure. And I also, I think when people talk about why they like a city or whether, what's that city like? Is it a cool place? What we talk about a lot is their art. We talk about, how good is the music scene there? How good is the club scene? What are their museums like? And people complain about buskers sometimes without thinking hey, this is our city. We're going to play music in it.
Well, Amelia Mason, thanks so much for coming in. And let's go out with a little more music from the streets. This is Ed Britt and Don Borchelt playing the old-time fiddle tune Whiskey Before Breakfast in Harvard Square. Amelia Mason is a musician and writer from Cambridge, and you can find a link to her post on Boston Buskers at artery.wbur.org. Amelia, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And Anthony, I liked how Amelia said, hey, this is our city. We're going to play music in it. So, hey, this is our show. Let's play a little bit more music in it.
Let's end the show with music.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again for more Radio Boston tomorrow.